good morning. It's a joy to be back with you today on the broadcast again. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of the Living God from the Living Bible. Amen. I'm talking about the King James Bible, King James Bible. That makes it live. It's living. It's inspired. It's preserved for every generation, and I'm glad we can say that today. Good to be here this morning. Thank you for taking time out to tune us in. Hope you will pray for the broadcast today. Want to be a blessing to your heart and to your life this morning. I tell you one thing we can get from the Word of God, and that's help, and that's forgiveness, and that's cleansing, that's encouragement, that's reproving, reproof and rebuking. It all comes from the Bible, and it's designed to get us saved and then to walk with God the rest of our life. You don't have to get in and then get out, get in and get out. Don't have to do that. There can be victory all the way, and just settle it up with God and walk with Him the rest of your life. It's good to be saved. It's good to be in church this morning, and I hope you're in the house of God today. Good Bible preaching, Bible-believing church. Loves God and old-time religion. I invite you to come be with us here at the Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton, the pastor here. And we'd love to have you come today in the service. Our Sunday school begins at 10. And then 10:45 for the worship, and then back at 5 o'clock for the Sunday evening, and 7 on Wednesday. Boy, it's good to be back in the house of God. It's really good to be in with God's people. I know there's a few restriction things we're doing, but I tell you, it's good to sit down in church and sing the songs and testify about the good grace of God. Hear the preaching and be in the Lord's house. Well, the Lord knew what He is doing when He said, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as a manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching." And boy, if we're ever seeing the day approaching, it's today. We're seeing the last of the last days. We're living in that era that we've preached about all these years, and our forefathers have preached about. And we're living there. The Lord's coming real soon, I believe, with all my heart. Can't set you a date, can't tell you when, but I tell you one thing, I know He is coming. Made a promise, and He's never broke a promise. He's always been there for us when we need Him. So it's good to be saved this morning. Thank you for praying for us that God would use the broadcast for His glory. I don't take it for granted. I'm glad to be here before the microphone today and try to be a blessing and try to be a help to you. If you're not a Christian this morning, I beg of you, I plead with you, get right with God, get saved. But God's grace, He's there willing to save you if you'll just turn to Him this morning. So it's good to be here this morning. We'll be going to the book of 2 Peter today for a little while this morning. Before that we do, we want to pray for your needs today, that God would help you and touch you today. I want to pray for our sick folk, especially our church family. We want to remember each one of them in prayer. We'll send out Brother Cecil Parrish. I appreciate Brother Cecil. He's not been able to come for some time. I tell you, I appreciate him shut in. I tell you, pray for him today, that God would help him this morning. All of our church family, we'll remember each one of those in prayer today. Some of them's got physical needs, and we want to remember each one in prayer today, that God would touch them today. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Ask God to help us. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for being a father to us. Thank you for being God. I thank you for the mighty power, redeeming power that you have in you today. I thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus, that gave His life for us that we could be saved by God's wonderful grace. And I pray, Lord, that you just have your will and way this morning. Touch these needs. Bless all the requests. Help our nation today to get right with you. Turn back to God. Speak to the hearts of those that are raising trouble in our land today. I pray that you deal with them and manifest your power. I know you're coming. I know you're going to put an end to all this when you come. I thank you for that today. And I pray, God, just have your way. Help us now in the Word of God this morning, and we'll bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We're going to have a couple of three songs now this morning and hope it'll be a blessing to you today. You listen as they sing. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. I tell you, it's good to be able to be in the house of God and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. You listen as they sing.
I cannot make a world and hold it in my hands. I cannot make the lightning flash across the land. I cannot take a piece of clay and hold it into man. But I have a Father. I have a Father. He sits high, and he looks low, and he guides my feet wherever I go. When I don't understand,
try to cover up the scars. always run to Jesus, just as you are. He will carry you when you can't go on. He will be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up. He will be enough to get you through when the road is long and you want to quit because you think you've got nothing left to give. You can fall apart, fall into His arms. He will carry you. His heart is never weary. No, He's never tired. Through the toughest times, through the longest nights, through the flood and through the you think you've got nothing left to give. You can fall apart, fall into His arms. He will carry you. He will carry you.
Amen. Oh, yes. I'm glad He'll carry you. Praise God. Wonderful. Have a Savior. Have a Savior like that. Praise God this morning. Good to be saved in these last days. Amen. What would it be like if we didn't have a Savior this morning? Oh, He's wonderful. He's God. Amen. Second Peter chapter 1. And the Bible said Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the other brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For if so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yes, I think it meet, as long as I'm in this tabernacle, now to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. I want to try to preach for just a few minutes today on the subject, of course, do not forget some things that we do not need to forget. I tell you, we ought to be remembering some things this morning. He talked about that in verse 12, that wherefore I would not be negligent, put you always in remembrance of these things. And then he said again in verse 15, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. So we need to remember not to forget some things. that we have in our life today. What a great heritage we have this morning from the Lord Jesus and from a lot of our Christian faith that we have. We've got a Christian family, praise God. You may not be kin to them by blood, but if you're saved by God's good grace, we've got a Christian family this morning. What a joy it is to gather together in the house of God with God's people and worship together in spirit and in truth. And so we don't need to forget some things. Don't be forgetful of the things. Now, Peter identified himself as a servant, and he was one that loved the Lord. He was an apostle, of course, sent by the Lord, and he was a servant. And he chose to be a servant because he'd been redeemed by God's amazing grace. He gave himself. Listen, a servant's the one that gives oneself to another's will. And that's what Paul did. He wasn't concerned about his will. He was concerned about the Father's will. There's ever been a man of God hit the ground running for God, it was the Apostle Paul. From the moment he got saved, he set his sights on Calvary. And brother preached Jesus everywhere that he went. And he loved his Lord. He didn't wobble on the axle. He wasn't wishy-washy. He didn't flounder here and there. But he stayed with his God. He preached the word of God, lived for the Lord, and went out in a blaze of glory on the chop block of Nero and headed home to the hills of heaven. Amen. What a wonderful Savior we have this morning. And so Peter was identified this morning, of course, himself, even as Paul was. But we don't need to forget the purging that God redeemed us by. He purged us from our old sins. The Bible said there in verse 9, that he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I tell you, you don't need to forget the purging when God purged your life. Now, some of you got to the place you don't ever think about it. Now, you never look back. You haven't lived for the Lord in a number of years and even months. And you haven't served the Lord. You haven't witnessed for the Lord. You haven't read his Bible. You haven't went to his church. And you forgot them, that you was purged from your old sins. You're not witnessing for the Savior like you used to. There's a time when you stood in the house of God and gave a burning testimony for Jesus, shouted the victory. And I tell you, today you've dried up on the vine. You've forgotten. You've been purged from your old sins. You have gotten cold and indifferent. Don't think you need to go to the house of God. Don't think you need preaching. I don't think you need to pray and nothing else in this life. But I tell you need to be remembering that you have been purged from your sins. What a blessed day it was when we got saved by God's grace. I tell you, when God took all of our sins, forgave us of our sins, I tell you, cleansed us with his precious blood, put the Holy Ghost of God within us, put a hope in our hearts, put joy in our soul, gave us a Christian family, a Christian church, a Christian home. I tell you what a joy it is to be saved in these last days. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Don't forget that you've been purged from your old sins. You need to get on your knees before a holy God. Get on your face before the Lord till you confess to God that you've failed him, you've let up on him, and you've forgotten about him. You haven't thought about the purging power of the blood of Jesus Christ for years, and you've been miserable. You've been backslid on God, and you need to remember that you've been purged. Amen. God didn't save you to turn you loose in this world to live like the devil. He didn't save you to turn you loose in this world to live like a dog. And brother, he saved you that you might show forth the riches of him that called you out of darkness and put you in his marvelous light. That's what God saved you for. And brother, you need to get back right with him this morning. How you've been cold so long, you think you're warm. Amen. You've deceived yourself. You convinced yourself you're all right. You measured yourself yourself by your own ruler. You've set aside the word of God and forgotten about the purging that God saved you with. And boy, that time when God redeemed you and put a joy of God in your soul, you remember when you got up from the altar knowing your burden was gone, your soul was saved, and you gave a testimony about that. Boy, that's been a long time ago. You've forgotten about that. You've forgotten what the Lord has done for you, so don't forget the purging. Amen. Don't forget. There's some things you don't need to forget this morning. Amen. Don't forget the price that was paid for your purging. Amen. Jesus gave His blood. He shed His blood that you might be redeemed by His amazing grace. The Bible said, purge from His old sins. Amen. Don't forget that this morning. So it's good to be saved today. But listen, some of you out there, you've got some needs in your life this morning. You're cold. You hadn't heard from God in a long time. You haven't felt His presence in a long time. And boy, I'm telling you, when you get Holy Ghost goosebumps up and down your soul, and brother, you begin to rejoice, and now the Holy Spirit of God gets your cry, tears running out your eyes, and brother, I tell you, puts a song in your heart, praise unto God, a shout in your soul, nothing like that this morning. And you all, listen, my friend, need to get back where you need to be. Don't forget about that purging this morning. God, have it saved you. Amen. There's a wonderful thing that He does for us. Brother, when God saves us, He forgets about our old sins. Hallelujah, this morning. He don't remember what you've done before you got redeemed. When He looks at you, He looks at us. He sees the blood. And brother, listen, He forgot those old sins. But those sins that you've committed since you got saved, you've let pile up on God. You not took 1 John, took what the Lord said there, commend you not to sin. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He made a clear and definitive statement there. He said, if we confess our sins, He's talking to God's people now in 1 John. He's talking to redeemed folk. He's talking to folk that have got faults and failures and that have failed God. He said, we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll do it again. He won't save you again, but He'll forgive you again. Amen. You've been saved one time. That's enough to last you forever and put you in the family of God. But I tell you one thing this morning, brother, God will forgive you. All you got to do is confess to God what He already knows. He knows you're sorry and low down and rotten. He knows the failures and the sins you've committed, the failures in your life. He knows that. He hadn't hidden anything from God. He's got His eyes on you this morning. He's looking at you. He's listening to you. He's aware of what you are and what you're doing today. It's God you need to be concerned about today. Some of you run from the preacher. Some of you run from the church, and you're afraid to get around church folks. You don't want a preacher to come around you because it reminds you that you've been saved and you've gotten away from God. You've run from Him long enough. Why don't you run to Jesus today? Why don't you run to Him? Why don't you admit to Him what He already knows about you, that you're sorry and low down? You need to confess it to Him and tell Him that you are this morning. And brother, just as sure as you do that, He'll forgive you. He said, if you confess your sins, I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. That's a promise that was made in the divine word of the living God. Why don't you listen to what the Bible's got to say this morning? Why don't you get out of that old dead state today? How don't you get out of that backslidden state this morning? Unconcerned about the things of God. Let folks around you go to hell because of your life that you're living away from God. Oh, my friend, listen. Had you the purging, you need to remember the purging that God gave you and saved you by His grace. Amen. So there's the purging. And my friend, don't forget about the price that was paid. And then don't forget the people. In verse 15, the Bible said there, the people, he said, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. And brother, after they've died and gone, and those people, my friend, that witnessed to us, don't forget the people that put the seed of the gospel in your life, the man of God that stood and labored and preached, and my friend, and prayed and sought the will of God, and brother, suffered many things in the ministry, my friend, just so you could hear the gospel and get saved by God's grace. And brother, keep you right with God. I kept on trimming the limbs and kept on dealing with the sin that's in your life and the failures. And don't forget the people God put in your life. That old Christian that stood and put their arm around your shoulder and wept those tears of disappointment with you and begged you to get right with God. Don't forget the people, amen. Peter said, remember me. After my decease, I want you to remember now, the things that I've done for you. And my friend, listen, don't forget today the people that God put in your life. And my friend, that it was influential in winning you to God and getting you in the house of God. And brother, loving you and teaching you and being patient with you. And those men of God that labored and prayed and brother, sought the will of God day after day, week after week, service after service, climbing into the pulpit with the power of God on their life and with the Holy Ghost of God filling their soul and preach to you the divine word of God, kept you right with God. Amen. And remember the people that God put in your life. What about that mom and that dad that prayed for you and carried you to the house of God? I'll tell you, carried you and made sure you went to the Sunday school and went to church and brother heard their preaching and joined in the singing. And don't forget the people that God put in your life, and they prayed for you day after day, night after night. They prayed for your soul that one day you'd walk the aisle for Jesus, and then when you did, oh, the joy that was in the house of God that day when God saved you and washed you in his precious blood and put you in his family, made you a child of God, gave you family to worship with, to love God with, and brother, to live for the Lord with, gave you a purpose to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget the people that God put in your family. Don't tell me they're antiquated. Don't tell me they're out of touch with the times. They're very relevant with the times today, and they love your soul. Don't forget the people. Honor them that my friend gave God in your life, the clarity of the gospel, and preached to you the word of God, and it taught you in the Sunday school class, that prayed for you and prayed with you. Listen, my friend, don't forget the people. You forget, and all the crowd you're running with today, brother, wouldn't give you the time of day if you didn't have money and a place to go and something to go in. My friend, they're not the ones that you'd remember. My friend, remember those that prayed for you, that loved you. Well, I'm running out of time today. Hadn't even got started. May God bless you until next Sunday. And meet us in the house of God this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.